This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The head of the Chicago Public Schools could be ousted tomorrow evening. Late yesterday, the Chicago Board of Education posted two new agenda items for a special meeting. One, they could consider a settlement with CPS CEO Pedro Martinez. Or two, they could fire him. Martinez clashed with the mayor over how to deal with the school district's deficit. It's coming to a head right now. Chicago teachers' union officials say they want a contract by Christmas, but they want assurances that Martinez is not planning to deal with the budget shortfall by laying off or furloughing staff. Martinez's supporters have said he wanted to stay at least until the end of the school year and raised the prospect that he would sue board members if he was fired. Supporters of a Palestinian-American teenager beaten by a suburban cop are slamming the new Cook County State's attorney for dropping charges against the officer. During a 2022 arrest, a bystander's video recorded Oak Lawn officers holding down 17-year-old Hadi Abuatila as one repeatedly punched him. Police said the teen was reaching for a bag holding a handgun. State's Attorney Kim Fox's office charged Officer Patrick O'Donnell with four felonies. But Eileen O'Neill Burke has replaced Fox, and her office dropped the charges one day before trial. Mohammed Sankari of the Arab American Action Network says O'Neill Burke is returning Cook County to an earlier time,
in which the corruption of the state's attorney's office covers the corruption of the police departments.
O'Neill Burke's office says the evidence against O'Donnell was insufficient. The defense has called their first witness in the racketeering conspiracy trial former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Steve Selke was on AT&T email chains about secretly hiring a Madigan loyalist in 2017. Prosecutors say that hiring former state representative Edward Acevedo in a do-nothing $2,500 a month job amounted to a bribe of Madigan. Madigan's surrogate and now co-defendant Michael McLean had asked the company to put Acevedo on contract as AT&T sought support from the then speaker for legislation. But Selke told jurors he did not think that would influence the speaker. Selke made a similar claim in the fall bribery trial of AT&T Illinois' former president that focused on Acevedo's hiring and Madigan. That trial resulted in a hung jury. A Northwestern medicine study found rates of loneliness change as people age, and it greatly impacts mental and physical well-being. Eileen Graham is the study's co-author and associate professor of medical social sciences at Northwestern University. She told WBEZ's Reset the study found loneliness follows a U-shaped pattern where it is lowest during middle adulthood and higher and younger and older adulthood.
So a lot of those social network structures are starting to wane. People are retiring. Spouses might be deceased. Children are moving out of the house. Right. And social networks are starting to decrease typically in older adulthood.
The study found factors like gender, education, income, and health status influence loneliness. The study shows women tend to be at higher risk of feeling more lonely. But researchers say more work is needed to determine what might be causing that gender difference in older adulthood. Some more things you should know today. A nonprofit that offers after-school programming for CPS high school students is expanding into the Cabrini Green neighborhood on the near north side. After School Matters purchased a 36,000 square foot building near the site of the former public housing projects there this summer and is in the process of renovating it into a youth center. Over 1,000 local teens will be able to take classes ranging from cooking to robotics at the center once it opens in the fall. Chicago Bears quarterback Caleb Williams continues to struggle with a slow-to-start offense. The team's losing streak hit 8 games on Monday against the Minnesota Vikings. The rookie has averaged only 40 yards passing for the first half of the past 3 games. Interim head coach Thomas Brown thinks Williams is able to handle the frustration over the passing game's problems. The Bears face the Detroit Lions at home this Sunday. Today's weather will be cloudy with some snow developing in the afternoon, and the high will reach the mid-30s. Tomorrow, we're expecting similar weather but with some snow in the morning and for the high to reach 36 degrees. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.